Game time. Are you an online game player? There are an awful lot of us out there. Don't misunderstand me. I don't own a game system, and I'm no professional gamer. I'm more of a words with friends type. But I've been doing some surveys for pennies, and one of them offered a $5 payment to play a slot game. I tend to have an addictive personality. It has caused me a couple of issues throughout my life. Lottery tickets, and cocaine. I'm happy to say that those issues haven't controlled me in well over 30 years, but I still tend to get a little hung up on things that cause my endorphin level to rise. By the time I reach a level for payout, I was hooked. Do you relate with an addictive personality, or are you like my husband, who thinks it's a foolish waste of time that doesn't even have a real payout? The same is true for his blue screen of choice, the big one across the room from the couch. Do you believe that Father can and will use any situation to communicate? One of my personal prayers has been to see more of Father and less of myself. In my experience, when I am sincere, I will find him in more and more areas of my life, including a slot game. Father is using the game to change my heart. The game suggests large bets for large wins, yes, and large losses. But Father tells me to temper myself, go slow and steady, bet the minimum and take time to enjoy the game, no auto spin. He's teaching me not to get overly excited about a big win that will soon be gone like the wind, and not to get depressed over the dry spells. A rescue is coming. Even if it means waiting until my coins refill. Through the game, Father is tempering my addiction, and he's pulling me closer as he reminds me that he wants to be involved in every area of my life. Yes, even games. He can and will use the everyday part of our lives to communicate with us if only we will listen. Yet he knows the way I take. When he has tested me, I will come out like gold. Job 23:10. Are you letting Father change you from the inside out?